What's going on, Beaches? And welcome to episode 13 Hundo and 10 of the Daily Sleaze. Thank you so much for being here. It's your boy, Papa Swolio, back with another episode. Obvi, the beard is feeling great. Obvi, the biceps are looking good. I had a great workout today. I hope you had an awesome workout today as well. It's important to have a good workout. It's important to have a good pump. It's important to get your fucking fitness on every fucking day. Thank you so much for being here and giving me your ears to make some mental gains. We call it brain gains inside Solnormous X. So it's time to lay some brain gains down. Strap in, get ready. Some upcoming stuff tomorrow. Tomorrow's podcast, 1311, is the Ask Papa Swolio live episode. Now, this is going to be streamed exclusively inside Swolnormous X for members. So this will be streamed live in the private Facebook group and, of course, uploaded into Swole TV inside your Swolnormous X membership for uncensored memberships as well as unlimited. So if you are a fan of the show, I highly recommend checking out the memberships with Swolnormous X because it's less than $3. For $2.99, you can get access to uncensored and you get access to Swole TV. You get access to the weekly accountability meetings, the private community. You also get access to the Ask Papa Swolio live streams every single week, the private Swole Motion vlogs. You get Nuts on Chin Unplugged, Driving While Gaining Special Reserve, brand new concept coming soon. So check this out. And we also have raw videos in there. There's a raw series. There's a lot of stuff that you don't see anywhere else. So if you enjoy the YouTube channel, you enjoy the live streams, you enjoy all this stuff, and you don't want to miss a single podcast because when I travel and on Sundays, the Q&A is always private and it's inside the Swolnormous X community. And if you want to make sure you don't miss an episode and a live stream and all that good shit when I'm traveling, those are also only streamed exclusively live for members. And I will be going out of town this week for a couple days, so there will be a few episodes where they are not streamed live publicly. And I don't want you to miss out. So you get access to bonus content, additional media. Like I said, an entire media network, Swole TV, is inside Swolnormous X for members only. So go check it out, swolnormousx.com. And like I said, if you have $3, just don't get a Starbucks coffee one day of the week and you can join for an entire month. It's awesome. And you're not going to want to leave because the family is amazing. We got SwoleCon coming up and it's for members only. So don't miss, like, this year is going to be huge. If you thought 2019 was lit, 2020 is going to be fucking fire. It's amazing, the stuff that we have coming out. In the community, there's nothing better than the Swole fam. So those of you that are already in, what up, Beaches? I love you. And I'm excited for this year. I'm excited for all this content. I'm excited for all the releases. And, you know, we'll do a lot of reflecting in these upcoming episodes. But today we're going to fucking rage. So without further ado, let's get into it. Episode 13, Hundo and Diez.
The sun is shining. The birds are chirping. The bacon is sizzling. Welcome to the Daily Swole.
Testicles. Welcome everyone to episode 13 Hundo and Diez of Zadaddy Mother Swole, the most muscular swole cast, beard cast, broadcast, gang cast, man cast, pimp cast, sleaze cast, and ye old slay cast. Ooh, look at the gains. No complaints about the gains. I'm gaining. I'm not complaining. I'm still gaining. I think I said the intro, most in the realm, because when I flex, you flex all of your biceps. What's going on, bustas, hustlers, and hoes? It's your boy, Papa Swolly O. Everson K2 flexing on you. All right, it's Saturday. We're here. What's going on, fam? What's good? What's the good word? Hello? Hello, salutations. Hello and salutations on the Saturday. I hope you are enjoying your Saturday. I hope you have gotten your pump today. So rock it in the comments. I guess instead of posting, you're going to rock it in the comments. Beaches, go drop in the comments below one of two things. What'd you pump today? Actually do that. What'd you pump today? And also drop some cherry emojis. If it's your first time, if I'm popping your swole cherry, if it's your first time in this live cast, make sure you drop in the comments below. Is it your first time watching the Daily Swole? Am I popping your swole cherry? Is this the first time you're making some fucking ear gains? You're getting an eargasm? I'm impregnating your ear holes with my knowledge cock? Is this the first time that you have experienced this knowledge shaft? Is it the first time? Don't worry. It'll only hurt a little bit. It'll only hurt a little bit. Yeah, but Yeah. Not even the slightest bit offensive to anyone. That's this Daily Swole podcast. You will never be offended, guaranteed. guaranteed to not offend. Actually, guaranteed to offend. It's quite the opposite. I'm not going to lie. If you're under 18, you probably should not be watching this podcast. All right. If you're a child, turn this off. This podcast is in compliance with all FTC and COPPA regulations, according to the bylaws of YouTube. Okay. Don't watch this. Now that we're safe, let's talk about genders now that I'm kidding. Oh my God. What is it? What letter is it? How are we doing? Alicia. Well, that's a rough start. Alicia's new. We're popping cherries. David's getting. And for those of you that have listened to the podcast for a while, let's get a little swole call coming in, right? A little roll call, a little swole call. When did you start listening to the podcast? When did you get your cherry popped? Everyone remembers. It's like when Kennedy was shot. You remember your first Daily Swole. Everyone remembers. Look at this beard. Look what's going on here. Oh, there we go. Got it. Looking good. When's the first time you watched the Daily Swole? What was your first episode? Oh, it feels good. December 2018. I just reached for my coffee, just so you know what kind of day I'm having. It's a great day, by the way. But this mug, I just reached down and went like this. I use this mug every single day. Every single day I use this mug. However, today was, I reached for a handle that doesn't exist. Literally went like this. Just completely missed. Completely fucking missed. Swing and a miss. April 2019. Now, what's your first episode? I don't know. You're saying April, like Anne. I don't know. April 2019. Shit. I don't even remember when that was. What episode was in April? I need context. Yeah. I like to know the number. For those of you that are new, I wouldn't say April that you're new to the Swole fam, but we go by number. That's how I tell time. Like, that's how I tell distance of time and the distance from when we started the Daily Swole. How many days ago was it? Anyway, so today is Swole Saturday. Let's talk training. So if you got questions, you could drop them below. I want to do a little bit of an announcement first that tomorrow's episode is 1300 and 11. So it is a private live cast. So if you want to catch it live, it's for Swolenormous X members, unlimited and uncensored members only. So this will be streamed in the private Facebook group, and it will also be available for audio, but there will be no live stream. So the live Q&A, if you have questions and you want to join in for the live Q&As to get your question answered, because I go through all of them, especially in the private cast. So 1311 will not be streamed live. You will have it available later, but the audio only. If you want to catch the live stream and ask your questions, go to swolenormousx.com and check out the memberships. It's less than $3. It's $2.99 to get access to the private live streams. Weekly accountability meetings. We have one on Monday. Tomorrow is the Sunday fun day. Ask Papa Swole Live for 1311. So for those of you that are watching, that are members, if you're getting your Swole texts, that's where it's going to be. It'll be in the private Facebook group. So you'll see the live stream tomorrow, and that's where 1311 will be. Ask Papa Swole Live tomorrow. It's being combined with the Sunday Fun Day Q&A anus. So it's going to be the Ask Papa Swole Live anus or something. Well, I mean, I do have an anus, as do you. I'm assuming you do. If you don't, that's interesting. 772, about 1210. Nice. James Walls, his first one was the 1276, the Sunday Funday Q&A. Mariah, I love it. I don't know the exact episode. It was 25 pounds ago. Look at that. That's beautiful. June 15th, 2019, but never got my cherry popped. Was it anal? I don't buy that. It still counts. Come on. It's penetration. It's true. 11:35. I like it. I like it when you remember that. Siobhan. Oh, who can spell? I can't remember when I came across it, but it was when Michelle said that she was going to be on and I was trying to look for your podcast, but came across your main channel. Nice. Wes, how do I get those bicep mountains like yours? Those peaks are insane. Thank you. I did a few sets of curls. I've been doing some more push and pull. And one of the reasons that I've been doing a little bit more push pull than doing, let's say, more focused arm day workouts is, you know, I have good development, muscular development everywhere. I have like a nice, you know, proportionate build. So now I've been focusing a little bit more on mobility. And a lot of you in Swolenormous X, you know how serious I take mobility and yoga. Like, for those that don't know, we have over 50 fucking yoga classes that are on demand, streamed whenever you want, 24/7. in Swolenormous X, and we're adding new ones every single week. So I'm huge on yoga. And I mentioned like a couple months ago that I'm focusing more on my mobility. And it's great. I love doing volume, and I love doing for myself, I love doing hypertrophy, but there also comes a time when you have to make choices. You know, there's a lot of choices during your day, but also with program design and what you want, there's a time when you have to make choices and you have to prioritize certain adaptations. And what a lot of people do is they do programs with the expectation of getting multiple adaptations when you should be focusing on less adaptations, like less variables that you're trying to adjust, and focus more on less, you know, to get more out of your training. A lot of people are doing, hey, I want to get big, and then I also want to get cut, and I also want to get bigger quad sweep, and I also want to build my glutes, and I want to get abs. When you're doing like 10 different things in your mind, you can't focus. Think about like why medical professionals do specializations. Even when you're a general practitioner, you specialize in being a general practitioner and, you know, mastering how you can deliver better quality care to your patients. Ideally, I'm not saying the fucking healthcare system is perfect, rather sick care, you know, my beliefs on that. But the whole principle is you want someone has a hand problem, they go to their doctor, they refer them to a hand specialist, a foot specialist, a orthopedist, whatever it is, you have a specification, they go and they send you. And that's good. You don't want your general practitioner, you want them to be able to say, okay, it seems like you have a neurological issue or this issue. They send you to a specialist that for someone that does neurological issues or hand issues or back issues, right? And that's how that works. For better or for worse, people specify or have specificity in training that way, you know, and they get paid more. I mean, it's rewarded for having expertise. So think about this in terms of doing your training. If you practice one instrument, you'll get really good at that one instrument. You practice a bunch of them, you're going to get decent or good. I mean, there are some people that are just brilliant musicians, but you'll get good and better at all the instruments, but you might not excel and be fantastic at any of them. So jack of all trades, master of none, kind of like the CrossFit approach. You don't really master anything. You put yourself at high risk. You do high speed movements, and that defeats and diminishes general mastery and then increases the risk because you're doing highly technical movements with a heavy load to and beyond exhaustion in combination with all these different training modalities, and it just exponentially increases the risk. I don't care how well you're trained. And I'm not saying that doesn't have any application. I'm not saying I hate CrossFit, blah, blah, blah. I mean, I go after CrossFit the same as I go after vegans. I don't care if you do it, but I have fun with it because any type of extreme and, you know, closed-minded approach with training, with nutrition, with anything, you miss so much shit. You just focus so fucking much on one extreme thing, you know, like cutting out all animal products or only doing this type of training or only it's not for everyone. It's not for everyone. It's not for the general population. And I'm not saying that any of these diets or training approaches can't be executed better, but of course, if you have better teaching and better experience and better preparation, you can do a lot of things. There really is no wrong movement for the body. It depends on the person, and it depends on how that body is prepared for that movement. You have people that bend, that do all sorts of different shit because they're prepared for it, and maybe genetically or based on years and years of training, they have gotten to the point where they can handle whatever the activity or the execution is without injury. You have someone that's never done it before and they jump into it and they could hurt their shoulder or hurt their back, depending on what it is. I'm just speaking generalities. It just makes sense. It's what you're prepared for. So that being said, because I've been trying to focus on more mobility and yoga for myself, I had a realization, and it's really hard to back off on the volume for me. It's very hard to back off from the weights for me. So as much as I like to do more volume for arm training, as much as I like to do more volume for all these other body parts, I have to cut down on my focus. If I really want to excel and switch over from, you know, to improve, a lot of you are coming. How many of you practice yoga regularly? If you're in Swolenormous X, if you're a member, I mean, of course you're practicing yoga regularly. If you aren't, you are missing out one of the best parts of Swolenormous X. But most of you that are members, you're doing that. So I'm not really worried about you, but drop in the comments below all the same. If you're an X member, drop X fam. And yes, you practice yoga. So do you practice yoga? Are you a member of Swolenormous X? and you practice yoga. If not, you could still, if you're a member, just write down in the comments below if you're a member and if you practice yoga. So most members will, because we have a massive yoga studio and it's a huge focus. But if I want to improve, for me, think about that. I can't just keep doing bodybuilding, fitness, lifting heavy the way I was, and then just add yoga, because that's extra stress. Even if it's restorative, it's still extra time, it's extra effort, but I'm not changing, like I'm not compromising with my strength training. And a lot of people do strength training. A lot of people do strength training past when they should. And I don't mean age-wise, but I mean they don't compromise in order to improve with mobility. So if you only have X amount of time, X amount of effort, and your body is going to adapt to the stress you put under it, if you're continuing to put excessive stress and I'm crushing my muscles, I'm only going to get so much mobility. Like I can practice mobility training and yoga, but if I'm causing a lot of trauma with resistance training, it's going to be hard to make a lot of progress with mobility. Does that make sense? Because if the muscles are already always being damaged and broken down and crushed, and then I'm going to a yoga class and I'm, you know, stretching, or I'm doing something inside Soul-Normus X, because I do the classes myself too, you know, including to the ones I teach. But then if I'm bending, that's like you're stretching muscles that are damaged. And if you provide too much trauma, it might actually cause too much conflict. And I'm not going to be making as much progress with mobility as I want to. So you have to, your body is going to adapt to whatever you subject it to the most. So if you subject it more to yoga and pull back from the overload and the bodybuilding and the fitness and the lifting, then you'll make more progress for mobility. You'll make more progress with yoga. You'll make more progress with your range of motion and those types of adaptations, because you are using more of your time. You're exposing your body more to that type of exercise, that type of movement. So in order to do that, I'm not necessarily lifting with as much volume. So we talked about the other day, training frequency and volume. If you're training a body part more often per week, you're going to decrease the amount of volume, the amount of sets and reps that you do and resistance that you do on each of those workouts. If you're training a body part twice a week, you're not crushing it to oblivion with 100 sets twice a week. Let's say you're doing 30 sets once a week, you might be doing 15 sets or 16 or 20 sets, just throwing a random number out there. Or if you normally do 20 sets, you might be doing 10 sets on one day, or 15 sets on one day, and then 15 sets on the next day. You're doing more volume, a little bit more volume overall, but you're splitting it up into 2 days, or you're doing 10 on two separate days, or 12 or 13. So you're getting, let's say, six total sets extra in a week, but you're doing it more frequently. So there's different ways to do it, and you want to balance it out that way. So for me, I'm keeping my training frequency with resistance training. However, I am backing off on the volume and doing more of a combination. So instead of just doing, let's say, chest and triceps, or just chest, or chest and back, and doing arms separately, I'm combining them more. So I'm doing more push. I'm doing more, let's say, chest, maybe some shoulders, maybe some anterior deltoid, maybe some stabilizing movements, maybe a few sets of triceps. And then I'm doing back and some pull, and maybe some middle deltoid, some posterior deltoid, maybe some back stabilizer stuff, and some biceps. And I'm also doing legs. So it's kind of like a 3-day rotation with a lot of yoga, 3-4 days a week of yoga. And it could be more, it could be 5 days a week of training, depending on how the split goes or when I go to a class. But I usually try not to do more than 2 days in a row of strength training, generally at this point. Now, just to keep in mind, I have a lot of results. I have a lot of progress. I'm not starting training, so I don't have any goals or aspirations of like, I'm trying to get so much bigger. I know what it takes to get bigger. I don't know if I have it in me to, or does the desire. You really need a lot of desire. So I'm very reasonable with what I say I want and what I'm allowing myself to want and what I know that it takes. It's a lot of stress on the body from a consumption standpoint. It's hard to eat that much food to grow. Really. It really fucking is. It's taxing. It's a lot of preparation. It's a lot of just time eating. You have to fucking eat. That takes time. And I don't have a lot of time I want to spend eating. I like eating once or twice a day. I like having a restricted eating window. I like drinking my coffee during the day and maybe having, you know, a big dinner that goes for 2 or 3 hours where I'm just kind of eating for a couple hours. I really don't eat during the day. I wouldn't say I do intermittent fasting. I really don't. I just eat the bulk of my calories in the evening later on. So I might have bulletproof coffee, or I might have a snack or a sweet potato if I go to the gym in the afternoon or in the morning. I might have a little something after, but I really don't eat. Like if I have steak and stuff, I do that later in the day. I don't have it earlier. It saves time. It's one less thing to think about. And I kind of get that like feasting aspect. So I don't overeat in that sense. Okay. It's kind of like, it's a great way. It can be good and bad for people that have binge eating, that have issues with overconsumption. That's where intermittent fasting can be dangerous. It can help and it can also hurt. It depends on the person. It depends on the execution. That's why quality of food is so important. If you're eating quality food, it's much harder to exceed your caloric needs because, in terms of like, if you're trying to lose weight or manage your weight, if you're trying to bulk up, you're going to be stuffing your face. You're going to feel full no matter what. So you're going to have to eat multiple times during the day if you want to get in all those calories over the course of your day, your consumption period. So it's not recommended. If you're bulking, intermittent fasting is really not recommended. But if you are trying to manage your weight more, you don't want to count calories. You don't want to fucking do that. You want to eat more intuitively. Okay, that's down the road. You need to really teach your body what quality is. You need to teach your body how to feel good and bad foods. You need to know what foods react best with your body. You need to understand what foods are worse, the worst for your body. If you can handle certain dairy products, maybe all dairy doesn't agree with you. Maybe you can have butter. Maybe you can have ghee. Maybe yogurt is okay, but having a glass of milk is terrible and ice cream fucks your world up. You need to figure these things out. And I'm not always, yes, I agree, Josh. I'm not fucking my face with food either. And I like fucking my face with food. I really do. I like eating a lot of food. But when I come to my kitchen in the evening and I make a steak, and if I have a sweet potato or I have some vegetables or asparagus or broccoli and I have some bone broth and it's like, I'll eat, I'm fucking full. I'm done. I might have some fruit afterwards, but I don't want dessert. I don't want ice cream. I don't want garbage. I don't want a beer. I'm fucking full because I pounded a lot of great fucking quality foods, tons of healthy fats, tons of quality protein. I'm satisfied. You eat a fucking 15-ounce ribeye steak with a potato, maybe some vegetables, get the fuck out of here. You don't want food. The last thing I want to do is swallow something else. It's satisfying. It's so much better to have a restricted eating window. I like saying restricted eating window more than intermittent fasting because people have these connotations with fasting. People misinterpret that. And that's such a broad concept. It's like, I like to exercise. Intermittent fasting can be also all different types of intermittent fasting. There's fasting, there's intermittent fasting. What's all fish live in the ocean? Not everything that lives in the ocean are fish. It's like kind of, okay, it's a general buzzword, but you shouldn't be eating all fucking day. I really don't think so. I don't think you should be eating all day. I don't think humans should be eating all fucking day. I think most people should be within like a 6 to 8 hour eating window, really. And you might want to call that intermittent fasting. I call that not fucking your face with food all day. That's really it. You're just not fucking your face all day. You want to call it intermittent fasting? Fine. I call it not eating breakfast, just not eating one extra time in the day. Just stop pushing food into your face hole. That's really it. What do you guys have? What do you guys have tolerance issues with? Drop that in the comments now too. I forgot. While you're dropping in the comments, let me get the Swole card up. The card today, hashtag Swole. So drop in the comments. You want to do Swole? You guys want Swole or Swole Fam? Today's Swole Saturday. You guys want Swole Fam? Who wants Swole Fam? I didn't make the card. I was going to put Swole. Do you guys want Swole or Swole Fam? What do you want? This card is blank. You want hashtag Swole? You want hashtag Swole Fam? Because one of you is going to win it. What do you want? What you want? What you want? Swole. Let's do Swole. We did Swole Fam. Swole Fam. Swole Fam. Swole. Swole Fam. Uh-oh. The battle. Dun, dun, dun. Swole. Swole Fam. Swole. Swole. Swole Fam. Swole Fam. Swole. Swole Fam. Swole Fam. Let's do Swole Fam. Fuck it. Hashtag Swole Fam. It's settled then. If you put Swole and I land on yours, you'll still win Swole Fam. It's going to be fine. Just put hashtag Swole or it'll be Swole Fam. I'll show you. S W. It's a double V. It's not W. W. Swole Fam. Yeah, he's a Swole Fam. Oh, where's my pen? Ooh, this is kind of a special one. It's been a different pen for this one. Let's see if it still works. Ooh, it's going to look different than the other ones. Uh-oh, someone's getting a special one. I actually like this pen for it better. All right, Swole Fam. Oh, here we go. Swole Fam. Yeah, I like this. I like that smaller one. Swole Fam. Papa Swole Yo. episode 1310. Dun, 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 dun. So hashtag SwoleFam if you want to win today's Swole card. Thank you very much for playing. Thanks for playing. Dun, 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 dun. I saw someone mentioning in the comments that their tolerances can change from week to week. Your nutrition needs change from day to day too. You really don't need to, like, if I'm not exercising, if I'm just doing yoga, I don't need to consume. Like, I'm not trying to bulk. If you're trying to bulk, it's more of a job than your training. Because if you think about how often you train, even if you train 5 days a week or 7 days a week, it's 7 hours a week. There's 168 hours in the week. Let's ask Alexa and see what it is. Hey, Alexa, what is 7 divided by 168? Let's see what this bitch says.
7 divided by 168 is
0.0417. 0.04. So it's 4.7%. Sorry for everyone's Alexa's turned on. I know. Everyone's going to be like, you turned on my Alexa, bro. Sorry. Actually, I'm not sorry. That's pretty funny. Everyone's Alexa just did math. So if you train 7 hours a week, including yoga, think about this. If you train 1 hour a day, 7 days a week, you want to know how important training is? It's very important. It just goes to show, and this is really important. Pay attention. Pay fucking attention. If you train 7 hours a week, that's 4.7% of your week. Does that mean that training is only 4.7% important and it's not that important? Of course not. What it means is the smallest things can make the biggest difference. Just think about that. The only reason I have muscle is because of what I put into those 5% of the week. Now, you might work out 2 hours a day. So, okay, 10%. It's nothing. It's fucking nothing. 10%. So when you say it's 80% nutrition, 20% exercise, it's not even that percentage time-wise. It's so much more. It's so important what you do in the gym. It's so fucking important. I mean, but it's such a small percentage of your time, which means you need to really be doing in that time period what you need to be creating enough overload and enough stimulus and the right type and challenge yourself enough to handle the rest of the time when you're not in the gym. So 90 to 95% of the time, you're not in the gym. And that's if you're training 1 to 2 hours a week. Some of you are only doing half that. Some of you are only doing 2% of the week. Now, I really don't think that most people should be consuming half to two-thirds of the population is lactose intolerant. Most of you should be cutting out dairy. Most of you should be cutting out most types of dairy. And if you're consuming dairy, it should be 100% grass-fed. It should not be commercial and industrial fucking dairy. So even if you're like, hey, I can eat ice cream and not shit my brains out, you haven't done an elimination diet. You should be cutting that stuff out for a while and seeing how you react. You should be cutting out dairy for 1 to 2 months and see how you react. Oh, but I couldn't do that. What am I going to put in my coffee? Then you don't fucking care. If you don't try, you don't care. You really don't. If you think you're all great and nothing can happen to you and you're perfect, and just because your body adapts to a lot of things, you're not going to have chronic diarrhea. Your body is going to adapt, but it doesn't mean you're doing well. Doesn't mean you're doing as well as you could. Doesn't mean that you're doing right by your body. You could have a lot of chronic inflammation. You can. So, I mean, those are some things that I don't eat. Okay. The elimination diet. I mean, everyone, once you really figure your shit out, you're kind of always on an elimination diet. You're always not eating what isn't good for you. The elimination process is just the methodology in which you can determine what foods work best for your body. I think that's extremely respectable, and I think that's extremely effective. And most people don't realize the power that they have over their own nutrition. They think they have to follow one mapping of it. Same thing with training. The same fucking thing with training. It goes both ways. People are so indoctrinated to be like, okay, I have to train this way. I have to eat this way. I have to do it this way. You don't have to do it any one way. You need to take the best things from all these different aspects and fit it into your lifestyle. I mean, there's some amazing stuff that you'll be hearing a lot more about that in the brain gain section in X, because that's being expanded. There's going to be a lot of lessons added in addition to the meditation sessions. for those of you that are members, but like this is the mental game and how you perceive all this stuff that comes into your, to your eyes, into your ear holes. Like there's a lot of shit on social media. There's a lot of bad shit. And there's a reason why this podcast has a lot of information, but it's a lot more of a guide. It's a lot more of an inspiration. It's a lot more of an alert and like a flashing light, a beacon of light in the darkness to be like, hey, you don't have to follow all these fucking jabronis. Anyone that is promoting one specific methodology, I say run. Honestly, I say run. I'm a huge proponent of fucking moderation. I hate that term. I don't like everything in moderation. What I do like is a moderate approach, which is an elimination diet. That's a very reasonable, moderate approach, and it's a level-headed approach to nutrition. Okay, a lot of people were mentioning stuff like, you know, we talk about nutrition, we talk about, everyone's talking about carnivore and vegan, and a lot of you were messaging me about the latest podcast, the Joe Rogan podcast, the fucking train wreck of a quote debate. I could barely fucking get any information from that. It was worthless. It was next to worthless. So I don't know how many of you actually caught that, but a bunch of you messaged me. So I checked it out because a lot of you are, I knew people were going to be asking about it, but an absolute fucking train wreck disaster, an embarrassment for that side. It was a character assassination rather than actually discussing facts. And it was pretty, I don't know what, just my two cents, and then, you know, we'll go on in case no one knows what I'm talking about. But it was a horrifically mediated disaster. And it's funny because when you're insulting someone, when you're insulting someone for credentials and you yourself don't have any fucking credentials, it's the strangest fucking thing. Like right there, Joe should have been like, excuse me, you have no fucking expertise yourself. So it's kind of like, it was just a weird fucking waste of time. Like right from the beginning, it's like, this is going to be just, you could tell. Anyway, so those are my, we can talk more about it tomorrow during the live Q&A if you have questions about that, but it was pretty uncomfortable and ineffective. You're not going to learn anything from it, just FYI. Anyway, so let's see. Jacqueline, I agree. Once you really do the elimination diet, you're kind of always doing it. You're always keeping away the shit. You're figuring out what you should be eating. It's education. I think that's what everything comes down to. People don't know how to learn. You're taught what to say in class. Answer this. This is what you say. This is what blah, blah, blah. So you're taught what to say. You're taught what to say. You're like, oh, this is the answer. If you don't answer this, you get the question wrong. So you just become a good little robot in school. And then once you get out, you don't know how to like go through information. You don't know how to make your objective decisions. You don't know how to analyze information, how to be like, oh, this is bullshit. Oh, this sounds good. Oh, this literally just sounds good. This is bullshit. Most people don't fucking know how to actually look at things and read them and think about them. It's critical thinking. Okay. Everyone's biased pretty much. Even science, there's so much. It's inherent in human nature. So when you have people that think they know the fucking answer and say it's all this way or it's all that way, that's when you have to be like, okay, you know the answer. You fucking know the top for whatever it is. Very few things are absolutely 100% proven. And even things that are proven are often proven wrong eventually. So, you know, where's this real battle coming? Like where... People need to be more of a guide. What I like to do is I like to share my expertise. I'm an expert in what I know. I'm an expert in my own experiences. I'm an expert for what I've actually applied. I know what I know based on what I've experienced and what I've done. And that's what I share in all my content. That's what I share in all my content. Right here on the podcast, every fucking day, I'm sharing my experiences. I'm sharing what I've done. I'm sharing what I've helped clients and members. I mean, everything, it's my personal experience. And if I don't have, and you've heard me many times, someone asked me a question, I'm like, I don't fucking know. If I don't know about it, I don't know. You're not supposed to know everything. What I do know is I know about the things I know about. And obviously I have a very good pulse on what actually works because I've gotten results and I've helped thousands of people do the same. Doesn't mean that my methodology or my approach is perfect for every single person, obviously, because there's 7.5 billion people, and there certainly aren't a 7.5 billion people listening to this podcast. Maybe someday. But that being said, everyone needs to be more curious. Everyone needs to be more inquisitive and more invested and more interested in their own health. And people just really aren't interested. That's why you don't have real pursuit. More people are getting interested, but then they tend to fall into these buckets. They tend to fall into like the carnivore, the vegan trap, and the paleo. And there's nothing wrong with paleo, vegan, or carnivore if it works for you. But most people go from eating shit to those things. And then, of course, it's going to work better because you go paleo, you're going to be eating a lot healthier. You go vegan, you're going to be eating a lot healthier. It's better than fucking Burger King and Taco Bell. You go keto, you're generally going to be eating healthier. You go carnivore and you do it quality, you're not eating fast food and processed carbohydrates. It's like you're going to see progress one way or the other. But a lot of people do those things and then hit a quick wall because they're eliminating major food groups and they're going way too extreme and their gut can't handle it so quickly. It's just people don't learn to, they don't know where to start and where the best place is to branch out. And honestly, I really do feel that's the elimination. It's not vegan. It's not carnivore. It's not paleo. It's get rid of all this fucking shit. And then let's see how your body reacts. And then we can talk. And then it's like, hey, whenever I add these foods back in, I really fucks my body up. So let me not eat those. Hey, let me try cutting down these other carbohydrates, maybe keto. And you figure it out. That's it. You figure it out. Hashtag SwoleFam if you want to win today's Swole card. We'll be doing that giveaway in just a few minutes. 1310, hashtag SwoleFam for today's Swole card. Well, there are unhealthy people that do everything. So there are vegans that are unhealthy. There are carnivores that are unhealthy. There are paleo people that are unhealthy. There's everyone. There are omnivores that are unhealthy. Fucking 2/3 of the population are overweight and obese. 2/3 of the population is unhealthy. So it's, yeah, there are unhealthy people fucking everywhere. There are fat people fucking everywhere. Everywhere. Fatties everywhere. People are unhealthy every fucking where. So it's just independent. That has nothing to do with it, which is why the elimination approach is so essential. Okay. So tomorrow, episode 1311, those of you that are members of Swolenormous X, especially Unlimited, if you're in Swole Text, you will get notified for going live. You'll get notified when I go live for the Ask Papa Swole Live, episode 1311. The live stream will be exclusively on Sundays, a Sunday fun day Q&A. The Ask Papa Swole Live will be in the private Facebook group for members only. If you want to learn more, go to SwoleNormousX.com. You'll get access to all the private member live streams for less than $3. If you want the training in the yoga studio and the 50 plus classes and the programs and the meditation, all that is for the Unlimited, which is awesome as well. Obviously, it's fantastic. But if you just want to get access to the live streams, because this coming week, I'll be out of town for a couple days and the live stream will only be in the Facebook group, just like when it was when I was traveling a couple weeks ago. So if you don't want to miss a single episode for the live stream, go check it out, SwoleNormousX.com. And tomorrow's episode, you'll have the audio later, but the live stream will be for members. So you will not be seeing my face tomorrow on this channel. Just a heads up, you'll get the audio later. But if you want to catch the live stream and all the live streams, every single live stream, go check out SwoleNormousX.com and check out the memberships Uncensored and Unlimited. So members, get your questions ready. Get your questions ready for tomorrow. And when you get that Swole text, join in and ask away. All right. Cool. All right. Here we go. Swole fam. Gonna scroll. Here we go. Scrolly McScrollerson. Let me scroll up two. And then I'll go down one. James Walls. Congratulations. That was a quick one. I landed on one right away. You guys were all over the Swole one. Congratulations, James. Send us a he-mail, a Swole mail. Ooh, Swole mail. What's going on, James? Welcome to everyone that's coming in now. But Swole Fam, episode 310, send us an email to support at swolenormous.com and put Swole card and the episode number 1310, Swole Fam, and your mailing address in the body. All the details that I will need to get you and to make sure that I get you the right card and so forth. So everyone say congratulations, James. Congratulations, James. Come on, be a good sport, everyone. Come on. Congratulations, James. For those of you that aren't following me yet on TikTok at Papa Swolio, don't miss your boy over on the Tiki Tiki Tok Tok. We're going We're going nuts over there. I am having so much fucking fun. I love that app. I really hope it keeps on going well. I really hope. It's great. So if you're not following me on TikTok at Papa Swolio, do it. Brand new video today. Oh, that's right. Trisha Paytas opened her mouth. Go check it out on the Swolenormous channel. I'm sure you did. I want to hear what you thought about that. So drop a comment below. And tomorrow, inside the private Facebook group, you'll see me there. You'll catch me live. So if you want to learn more and you want to catch tomorrow's episode, 1311 Ask Papa Swolio Live, members only stream inside the Facebook group in Swole TV. So make sure that you check out SwoleNormousX.com for memberships so you don't miss the live stream. And I'll see you tomorrow for episode 1311. Thanks for joining me for the Most Muscular Swolecast, Beardcast, Broadcast, Gangcast, Mancast, Pimpcast, Sleazecast, and Slaycast in the realm. Because when I flex, you flex, we all flex our biceps. Peace, McGee's, Deuce, McGoose, your boy, Papa Swolio. Oh, out.